schnitzel fence to the blue icing pall. It's next to our gingerbread house. We'll put red vines and peppermint patties and gumdrops on the roof. We'll make it so cozy and mistletoe-y. It'll be you know whose favorite stop on his route. We'll be snug and toasty Christmas Day, peeking through sugar glass window panes at the marshmallow snowmen who roll down the lane in front of our gingerbread house. Gingerbread children, a raisin-eyed boy and a girl. In frosting pajamas, they'll wait up for Santa, but fall fast asleep like the rest of the world. When we grow up, won't it be sweet if you decide to marry me? We'll live in a forest of lollipop trees in our very own gingerbread house. Lots of love and good things to eat in our sweet little gingerbread house.
Being right here in Floyd for 80 some years, there ain't no place else I've ever been. I never took a chance on old lady love, for I figured she'd never let me win. There's nothing like the feel of a good woman's love to ease a worried man's pain. Now all I have left is a 40-acre farm, a picture and a gold watch and chain. When the snow falls on my foggy mountain home and the whippoorwill sees the call. When the snow falls on my foggy mountain home, that's when I'll miss you most of all. Well, old man Winter's found his way, for he was here when you went away, and he froze these tears upon my face. When the snow falls on my foggy mountain home and the whippoorwill cease to call. When the snow falls on my foggy mountain home, that's when I'll miss you most of all. When the snow falls on my foggy mountain home, that's when I'll miss you most of all.
Hey guys, what's the problem?
The weather.
What do you mean? It's warm and beautiful outside.
Exactly. No snow, no Santa. Which means I've been good all year for nothing.
This is gonna be a miserable Christmas.
Well, maybe not, fellas. Well, I've been sort of worried about Santa Claus this year.
You're worried? My life's riding on this delivery.
'Cause we live away down south and it didn't snow down here. But I'm telling you not to worry, 'cause I just got the word. Everybody listen closely and I'll tell you what I heard.
What?
Santa's coming in a pickup instead of his trusty sleigh. He'll have a truck instead of a reindeer to carry him on his way. 'Cause the weatherman had some problems, he couldn't get snow, you see. Santa's gonna come in a pickup truck when he visits you and me.
Oh boy, this is great! This means we can get our presents. What are you asking for, Alan?
Well, you know, peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Excellent! More room in the pickup for my stuff!
Well, Alvin, don't you think you might be missing the point of Christmas?
Nope.
Santa can't bring his reindeer, he'll leave them far away.
Will they be all right?
They'll be fine.
But don't you worry about him, he's gonna be here Christmas Day. He's got a big red pickup with four-wheel drive and all. And there's gonna be a Merry Christmas for all. Santa's coming in a pickup instead of his trusty sleigh. He'll have a truck instead of a reindeer to carry him on his way. 'Cause the weatherman had some problems, he couldn't get snow, you see. Santa's gonna come in a pickup truck when he visits you and me. Yeah, Santa's gonna come in a pickup truck when he visits you and me.
Really huge, right? Not one of those minicabs.
Well, I'm not sure, Alvin. Why? What are you asking for?
A crane.
You mean one of those remote things?
No, a 747. I don't think a pickup's gonna cut it, Alan. Ugh. As long as he's changing his means of transportation, why doesn't he drive a train?
A train?
A train wouldn't be practical, Alvin. It needs tracks, so it could only stop in certain areas.
But guys, I gotta tell you now, you're really missing the point.
Wait, I know. What about a blimp? Brilliant, Theodore. Alan, call Santa. He'll listen to you, especially since you don't want anything.
I'm not calling Santa, Alvin.
Tell him to dump the pickup. We need something much bigger.
No, you need to think much smaller.
Easy for you to say. You're not a kid anymore.
Well, even as a kid, I never asked for a 747.
That's because they didn't have them when you were a kid.
Hey, I'm not that old.
Simon, get Santa on the phone. Tell him Alan Jackson, the famous country singer, wants to talk to him.
Simon, put that phone down.
Hello?
You're listening to the Boston area Kaylee band Child's Play. Do a medley of tunes that includes Lara's Jig, The Burning Snowball, and Farewell to London. That's from their 2018 record, The Bloom of Youth. And that was what we'll use as the musical bed while we tell you about that last set of music you just heard on Whiskey Before Breakfast. Back at the beginning of the set, we heard from the Twangtown Paramours and My Gingerbread Man. That's from a record that's be coming out next year called Double Down on a Bad Thing. Then from back in 2015, we heard from Becky Buller doing Our Gingerbread House. That was on a little digital release she put out called The Christmas 45. Joe Mullins gave us When the Snow Falls on My Foggy Mountain Home from his 2012 record, They're Playing My Song. And yeah, next came a silly song, Alan Jackson, along with the Chipmunks, doing Santa's Gonna Come in a Pickup Truck. That's from Alan's 1993 record, Honky Tonk Christmas. Close to the time for our station break. Just want to tell you that come New Year's Eve, December 31st, and the early morning of January 1st, yours truly, Mando Richard, along with Pittsburgh area musician Art Lindsay, will be doing our third annual Hank Williams tribute. We'd like to do it on January 1st, since Hank Williams died 69 years ago on the overnight of December 31st to January 1st, in the back of a car on the way to a show, and no, he didn't make it. You can hear that on WRCT, as I said, from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., December 31st to January 1st, our third annual tribute to Hank Williams. You can also catch the show on WRCT.org at 11 p.m. Eastern Time on December 31st. And if you're not listening to WRCT, well, we'll repeat the show on our other outlets as well. But we'll tell you about our other outlets on the station break, which will be coming up after this next song. How could I resist playing Malcolm McWatt's Banjo Lullaby? You'll hear it's a pretty funny song. It's from his 2021 record, Settler. Hope you enjoy it, and we'll see you back here right after the station break.
My daddy liked the whiskey. My daddy liked to drink. My daddy played the banjo. All that banjo would play him. When drinking and a frailing, he let out a rebel yell. And we all knew that we were due a night, night of living hell. Go to bed now, my sweet children, and I will play something to help you sleep. Then he put metal picks upon his fingers, and that's when Mom would start to weep. That banjo was so loud could wake a devil, so we would close our eyes and say our prayers. Sweet Jesus, save our souls. And all the while his fingers rolled, and all our dreams were nightmares and despair. My mama would wail, my brothers would cry, and all the while Daddy smiled and played his banjo lullaby. we would lie awake, afraid and wild-eyed. And all the while, Daddy smiled and played his banjo lullaby. Please don't play it, Daddy. Mama said he used to play the guitar. Said he used to be a righteous man. One night he walked down to the crossroads, and he came back with a banjo in his hands. My mama would wail, my brothers would cry, and all the while Daddy smiled and played his banjo lullaby. We would lie awake, afraid and wild-eyed. And all the while, Daddy smiled and played his banjo lullaby. And all the while, Daddy smiled and played his banjo lullaby. And all the while, Daddy smiled and played. Go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, my sweet darling.
You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM. Tartan Inc. joins you in supporting WRCT. Tartan Inc. is a full-service copy print shop conveniently located in the university's Cajon Center on the Carnegie Mellon campus. Services provided by the Copy Center include black and white and color copies, single and double-sided copying, an assortment of colored and textured papers, including cover stock, specialty papers such as gloss paper, resume quality paper, as well as large format poster paper. They also offer binding and finishing options that include cutting, lamination, folding, padding, stapling, tape binding, thermal binding, collating, comb binding, and coil binding, as well as being an authorized ship and drop-off site for UPS shipping. For more info, visit their website at www.cmu.edu/tartaninc or call 412-268-4828. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe, you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
I'm a physician.
I am a nurse.
I'm a nurse, too, but I'm also a daughter. That's why I got the COVID-19 vaccine.
I got it because I'm a son and a husband.
I got it to protect my community.
It's been proven to be extremely effective against the spread of the virus.
It's been more rigorously tested than any vaccine in history to make sure it's safe.
When we get it, we protect ourselves and our community.
It's your choice. If you have questions, find out more.
Visit aha.org/vaccine. A message from the American Hospital Association.
Counterspin provides a critical examination of the major stories every week and exposes what corporate media might have missed in their own coverage. Counterspin highlights censored stories and exposes biased and inaccurate coverage while examining the power of corporate influence and sexism, racism, and homophobia in the news. Wednesdays, 10 to 10:30 a.m., right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT.
Dingle dangle, yickety doo, yickety da, ping pong, lippy tappy too ta.
Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
Thanks for listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast. Part 2 is going to begin with the Osborne Brothers.
Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. She wore boots as she flies, but I'd never give her water till the fourth day of July. It is often that I wonder why women love men. And I look back and I wonder why men are men. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. She wore boots as she flies, but I'd never give her water till the fifth day of July. Gonna build me another castle on a mountain so high, so that I can see my true love as she passes by. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. She wore boots as she flies, but I'd never give her water till the sixth day of July. Jack of diamonds, Jack of diamonds, I know you of old. You have robbed my poor pockets of silver and of gold. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. She wore boots as she flies, but I'd never give her water till the seventh day of July.
Well, when the wind don't blow in Amarillo and the moon along the Gunnison don't rise, shall I cast my dreams upon your love, babe, and lie beneath the laughter of your eyes? There's snow and on return. Come morning, I'll be through them hills and gone. Oh, mother thinks the road is long and lonely. Little brother thinks the road is straight and fine. Her little darling thinks the road is soft and lovely. I'm thankful that old road's a friend of mine. A snowing on return. Come morning, I'll be through them hills and gone. I'll bid the years goodbye. You cannot steal them. Well, you cannot turn the circles of the sun.
Well, you cannot count the miles until you feel them. And you cannot hold a lover that is gone. Snowing on Raton. Come morning, I'll be through them hills and gone. Tomorrow, the mountains will be sleeping, silent neath a blanket green and blue. All that I shall hear, the silence they are keeping. I'll bring all their promises to you. The snowing on Raton. Come morning, I'll be through them hills and gone. There's snowing on Raton. Come morning, I'll be through them hills and gone. Come morning, I'll be through them hills and gone.
The lily of the west. You know, people always come up and ask me, who are you and why are you here? I think it's because I'm not cool. No, I ain't. No matter how I try to walk that walk, I surely can't. If you wanna change this cowboy, it's gonna take a lot more than paint. I'm not cool. No, I ain't. Most of my friends in the music business seem to have this thing. When they walk in a room, every head turns like a bell started to ring. Then I walk in unnoticed and walk out the same way. Like invisible man in his birthday suit, no one looks my way. I'm not cool. How could I be? Take a boy from the country, but you can't take the country out of me. I guess my dusty boots and cowboy hat ain't their cup of tea. I'm not cool, how could I be?
I sure hope you're enjoying Whiskey Before Breakfast. Let me tell you about that set of music you just heard. But first, I should tell you you're listening to the Dixieland Ramblers play the Christmas song from a new compilation that the Putumayo Leo just put out called Putumayo Presents Jazz Christmas. Tell you about that set. No Christmas music in that. A little bit of winter music, but anyway. The Osborne Brothers began it with The Cuckoo Bird. That was a re-recorded version of it that they put on a record they put out called Once More back in 1991. Then going back to the 1970s, you heard from Townes Van Zandt and Snowing on Raton. And I played it from a compilation that the Sugar Hill label put out called Sugar Hill 50. They put that out in 1987. Then we heard two newer songs. Debbie Smith gave us The Lily of the West. You remember that old folk song? That's from her new record, Then and Now. And then from Over the Moon's new record, Chinook Waltz, you heard I'm Not Cool. I enjoyed that one a lot. Looking ahead, it looks like we've got two more sets of holiday music. The first set's a little more serious than the second set. First set begins with a Canadian singer and songwriter named Wince Coles. It's called How Do Hobos Spend Christmas? Hope it provokes some thought for you. Thanks for tuning in to Whiskey Before Breakfast.
With yesterday's vision still fresh in my mind, I wander back through the channels of time, back to the Christmas that's still with me, yeah, in pictures so vivid I just can't forget. I still see the presents piled high by the tree, all of the things from his mommy and me. So proud to have given so much to our boy, the puzzles and games and the tinkers and toys. Then came the dinner, all fit for a king, satin and silver, crystal and things. We lit the candles, said grace, had some wine. The words of our young boy cut through us like knives. How do hobos spend Christmas? Who do they give presents to? There's no one to miss them, no one to kiss them, nobody to love them like mommy and you. No little children to squeeze them, no grandma or grandpa to tease them. Nowhere to go from the wind and the cold. How do hobos spend Christmas? His words made me see how so many folks live, the moms and the dads who have nothing to give, thousands of children who only can dream of presents this Christmas they'll never receive. Now Christmas holds a new meaning for me as I place my gifts neath the old happy tree. I marvel how my life in such a short while was changed by the wisdom in the words of a child. have you hopes been Christmas? Who do they give presents to? There's no one to miss them, no one to kiss them, no one to love them like mommy and you. No little children to squeeze them, no grandma or grandpa to tease them, nowhere to go from the wind and the cold. How do hobos spend Christmas?
Davy stole a Christmas tree from Kmart last night. Red ribbons and silver bells, angels dressed in white. He tied it to the bridge rail where passing cars could see. He did a little dance up there, looked down and smiled at me. My bed is a lawn chair, cushions keep it soft. I sleep in the open air under the Southern Cross. Next to the golf course by the Hyatt Hotel. Davy, he's a friend of mine and we get along pretty well. Christmas in paradise under the Cowkey Bridge, where the warm breeze blows so nice and the landlord forgives. Snowbirds on the golf course wear Bermuda shirts and polo shirts. Some play pretty good, some play so bad it hurts. We pick up their golf balls that fly over the fence. We shine them up a little bit, sell them back for 50 cents. Christmas in paradise under the Cowkey Bridge, where the warm breeze blows. Just get by, but we'll be eating good tonight. Christmas dinner's at 5 o'clock over at the Church of Light. They don't care who you are, they don't ask what you've done. Come on down and bring a friend, there's plenty for everyone. Christmas in paradise under the Cowkey Bridge, where the warm breeze blows so nice and the landlord forgives. The radio plays Christmas songs while we get high. And Davy shouts, Merry Christmas, y'all, to the cars passing by. Davy shouts, Merry Christmas, y'all, to the cars passing by.
Christmas concert, the choir sang selections from a paperback hymnal stamped Department of Corrections. Unlike those who once kept it real unto certain poor shepherds, the heralds of great joy this night all had criminal records. They sang about a godchild born in poverty, to shine a light in darkness and to set the captives free, yeah. Were small-time hustlers and gangster wannabes, hostages to hopelessness, despair's own refugees. Most had sung these songs before when they were very young, before the wounds that drove them to the crack pipe or the gun. They sang about a godchild born in poverty, to shine a light in darkness and to set captives free. The choir's robes were purple and worn over prison whites, down in the prison chapel where they busted Silent Night and roared, come all ye faithful, and they rocked the first Noel, clapping hands with Jesus, kicking out the gates of hell. Fluorescent light meets stale recycled air, and ink and flexed bravado mask the recycled despair. And spirit dies in bondage just a little more each day. These men stood tall and proud as if their chains had slipped away. They sang about a godchild born in poverty, to shine a light in darkness and to set the captives free. The choir's robes were purple, worn over prison whites, down in the prison chapel where they busted Silent Night and roared, come all ye faithful, and then rocked the first Noel, clapping hands with Jesus, kicking out the gates of hell. Fenders packed of hues as COs stood against the walls. No jingle bells, no Christmas tree, no deck the freaking halls. Just fierce men with a message, they were taken to the house. And with a song for peace, the congregation filed out. They sang about a godchild born in poverty, to shine a light in darkness and to set the captives free, yeah. Concert, the choir sang selections, a paperback hymnal stamped Department of Corrections.
Peace, brothers,
I found a bunch of letters. They were written for the fellow who broke your mama's heart. In the envelope folds smelled of her ancient perfume. No, but she didn't know how to respond before the blankets of snow called him out, wandering alone, no place to go. There were stars in the sky, there were houses on the hill, and there were bottles of pills that were easy to buy. Keep her warm from the oncoming storm. Life found him in the northwest corner of the attic in a box labeled tinsel and lights. Didn't know what I was looking for, maybe just a blanket or artifacts. And Eisenhower sent him to war. He kept her picture in his pocket that was closest to his heart, and when he hit shore, must have been a target for the gunman. There were stars in the sky, there were bunkers on the hill, and there were caskets to fill where he would lie, shrouded in the red, white, and blue. There were stars in the sky, there were houses on the hill, and there were bottles of pills that were easy to buy. Keep her warm from the oncoming storm.
While I'm talking with you right now is Piper Tim Cummings, fiddler Pete Sutherland, and banjoist Brad Klodner from their new record, The Bird's Flight, Jackson Falls. That's the name of the tune. Now, let me tell you about that serious set of holiday music. Back at the beginning of the set, Vince Coles sang How Do Hobos Spend Christmas? And that's from a new compilation called Canadian Christmas Songs. Mary Gaucher sang Christmas in Paradise, a song that she co-wrote, and I tend to play it most holiday seasons. That's from her 2002 record, Filth and Fire. Then John Flynn, from his 2014 record, Poor Man's Diamonds, gave us The Christmas Concert, about a Christmas program that happened inside prison. Then Whiskey Town gave us a song called Houses on the Hill, in which the singer found all the pills that his mother hid in the Christmas decorations. Yeah, that'll get you thinking. That's from a compilation that came out in 2015 called The DBs and Friends Christmas Time Again, Whiskey Town, Houses on the Hill. This next set is a lot less serious. Gonna send this next song out to Maggie from Michigan. It's one she requested I play during the holiday season a couple years ago. Robin and Linda Williams with Shotgun Shells on a Christmas Tree, right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast.
Thinking back on my best Christmas day, I see snow-covered fields of red Georgia clay, and my grandmother there was hardened and gruff, 'cause she never had more than just enough. I remember hearing her say, there's work to be done even on Christmas Day. There's no time or money for ribbons and wreaths, for trimming a house with a Christmas tree. We hung shotgun shells on a little scrub pine, red and green and brass that would shine. They still decorate my memory. Shotgun shells on a Christmas tree. Well, my dad just ignored my grandma's decree. He took me hunting for a Christmas tree. There in the field with the rabbits and squirrels were more shotgun shells than I'd seen in the world. We crunched through the snow to a place he knew well. While he picked out a tree, I was picking up shells. I could already see them there in my mind, tied to the tree with pieces of twine. Shotgun shells on a little scrub pine, red and green and brass that would shine. They still decorate my memory. Shotgun shells on a Christmas tree. Had a tree for the very first time, a Christmas red clay North Georgia pine. And even my grandmother came in to help, and we strung it with 14 and 12 gauge shells. I'd never seen such a smile on her face as she laughed as we set out the table places. About what a sight it was to see. Shotgun shells on a Christmas tree. We hung shotgun shells on a little scrub pine, red and green and brass that would shine. They still decorate my memory. Shotgun shells on a Christmas tree. We hung shotgun shells on a little scrub pine, red and green and brass that would shine. On a Christmas tree.
Well, who wore long hair and a fuzzy beard before any hippie was ever here? From patent leather boots and psychedelic clothes and little granny glasses upon his nose.
Santa Claus, the original hippie.
Motorcycle gangs with white leather belts, funny looking caps, their prides would melt. If they could take a look at Santa Claus's buckle, his belly's called pot, that's why he can chuckle.
Santa Claus, the original hippie. Who is the guy who could always fly long before the Wright brothers learned to cry? He's been taking trips since 1583, and he can take a trip without LSD.
Who wears a collar and cuffs of fur? For all we know, there's beads under there, 'cause he was
was the first to smell hippie clothes. That's why his fingers up against his nose.
Santa Claus, the original hippie.
Who wears a collar and cuffs of fur? For all we know, there's beats under there. Cause he was the first to smell hippie clothes. That's why his fingers up against his nose.
Santa Claus, the original hippie.
Hip, 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 hippie. Hip, 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 hippie.
Hi, my name is Andra Faye.
My name is Gaya Degbalola.
And I'm Ann Rabson, and we are
Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Women.
Wishing you a very
happy
and merry, merry
Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Who you calling ho?
You know who I'm calling ho.
I got 10 toy soldiers for Billy Joe. I got a coloring book for Sue. I got a little toy train for Danny Boy and a cowboy suit for Lou. I got a talking baby doll for Cindy. I got a pair of roller skates for Jane. And baby, if we ever have any more kids, Christmas shopping's gonna drive me insane. Doggone this Christmas shopping. Well, I wonder if we'll ever get through. I tried to get everybody something that they wanted, but I didn't know what to get you. I read the kids' letters to Santa Claus. I read them over one by one. And I'd surely like to get my hands on the fella that said Christmas shopping's fun. I got 10 toy soldiers for Billy Joe. I got a coloring book for Sue. I got a little toy train for Danny Boy and a cowboy suit for Lou. I got a talking baby doll for Cindy. I got a pair of roller skates for Jane. And baby, if we ever have any more kids, Christmas shopping's gonna drive me insane. Well, I must have walked 100 miles or more. I went to every store in town. My feet started swelling and my head started aching, and I couldn't find a place to sit down. But to tell you the truth, well, I really don't mind it. I could even walk another mile. Cause on Christmas morning when they open up the presents, well, it's worth it just to see them smile. I got 10 toy soldiers for Billy Joe. I got a coloring book for Sue. I got a little toy train for Danny Boy and a cowboy suit for Lou. I got a talking baby doll for Cindy. I got a pair of roller skates for Jane. And baby, if we ever have any more kids, Christmas shopping's gonna drive me insane.
I sure hope you enjoyed that set of, if you will, silly Christmas songs.
Buck Owens, Homer and Jethro, and Robin and Linda Williams. But let me first tell you that you're listening to Brad Lefwich and Linda Higginbotham play Breaking Up Christmas from an old LP I have lying around the house called No One to Bring Home Tonight. They put that out on the County label, as I said, back in 1984.
Hey, little children off the bed, you wake up gingerbread, gingerbread, you wake up gingerbread.
Okay, what did you just hear? Back at the beginning of the set, you heard from Robin and Linda Williams doing Shotgun Shells on a Christmas Tree. I thank Maggie from Michigan so much for reminding me about that song a couple years ago. And it's from Robin and Linda Williams' record, The First Christmas Gift. Then Homer and Jethro gave us Santa Claus, the original hippie, from their 1968 release, A Cool Crazy Christmas. And then a single the Buck Owens put out in the late 1960s, Christmas Shopping. All right, that was all a lot of fun. Looking ahead to our little gospel set that we're going to close the show with, looks like we've got three holiday gospel songs for you. And the first one is a heartbreaker from the family soul. Where's the line to see Jesus?
Christmas time was approaching, snow starting to fall, shoppers choosing their presents, people filling the mall, children waiting for Santa with excitement and boy tugged my sweater, looked up and asked me, where's the line to see Jesus? Is he here at the store? If Christmas time is his birthday, why don't we see him more? In amazement at this message.